Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Friday. Glad you can be with us. It's Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. All right, because we've got to the end of another week. And you know what? We're rolling along, Ron. Every week we go, we're getting closer, but we got to get through the week. We did get through the week, so let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day is, I got to highlight the seven-year-old.
Seven-year-old
from Raleigh. His name is Curtis Rogers.
Okay.
And he is going to become a ladies' man very quickly, very soon.
Ooh, seven-year-old?
Okay. Seven-year-old.
What's he doing?
He threw a party for his nanny. Because she was denied her senior prom because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, hold on. The nanny that takes care of him.
Yeah.
He threw a party of two. Very nice.
Put up, you know, had a table in the backyard with punch, some snacks, some cookies. I don't really know what was on the table. He's dressed up in a suit. She obviously heard about it, so she dressed up in what would have been her prom dress.
Oh,
come on, right?
That's awesome. Well done, seven-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but we got to watch out for him. This is a ladies' man.
That's right.
He's already at seven, thinking outside the box. Like, she didn't get her prom. I'm going to take her to a prom.
Oh, very sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah.
All right, I like that story. It's well done.
It's very heartwarming. It's not at all creepy.
No.
Yeah. Not the beginning of a certain movie.
That's true, right? But, yeah, no, good on him for that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the senior class.
And it looks really good. And they maintained social distancing throughout, I guess. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if there was a dance or anything like that. But they did play music, and he was getting down with himself. And she was grinning from ear to ear. It really gave you good feels.
You know what? There's been a lot of creativity with graduations around the country of seniors of 2020 graduating. And you're like, oh, what can we do to make this special? Because this is so unique and we're not doing the normal thing. First of all, and I know I've said this before, even my own son's graduation, which was supposed to be held in earlier this month, I hate going to graduations. I hate them. They're boring. It's hot. And you got to list all the names, and it's 100,000 people, and I don't like that. But there are some really good ones that are going out there that are trying to help the class of 2020. But the one thing they can't seem to do is proms. There doesn't seem to be a lot of ways that you can bring back the prom experience. Like I'll give you an example. There's a school in New Hampshire that is by a ski resort. It's a high school right in a ski town in New Hampshire. They're taking the seniors one by one up the ski lift to the top of the mountain where they're going to get their diploma. And then they're going to get a picture with the diploma overlooking the valley from on top of the mountain.
That's cool.
Going to be their senior picture. So their name is going to get called. They're going to get on the chairlift. It's about a 30-minute ride up to the top of the mountain. Then when they get there, they'll get their diploma. They're going to go every other chairlift for the students, and then they'll go right back down the mountain. And they're going to get this beautiful picture. That's really, really cool. And a lot of schools are doing things like this to say, how can we be creative? But the prom is the prom, and there's no way to do it. There's no other way to do it. It's just canceled, and there's no other quirky way to do the prom. So unfortunately, you just have to not have one, which is kind of devastating for the class.
So it's kind of disappointing. I mean, even though it's not what it used to be. You know, I mean, if you think back to our parents' age, it was held in the high school gym. I don't know about you, but by the time I got to my senior prom, it was held at a hotel that was, 30, 40 minutes away. And all you did was you showed up to the prom to take photos, maybe grab food there, and then you went to a party.
Yeah, all right.
You know, really prom isn't what it used to be. But there's still that ceremony part where, we got together with our friends, we got pictures taken, and we did that. We did the whole nine yards, and then we all jumped into a limo and off we went.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, and it's kind of sad. Yeah.
So good for this. Good for this 7-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, he hadn't seen his nanny in 2 months. You know, obviously they stayed away, and you know, he just felt like she didn't get it, and and he's like, I know she wanted to see me. She must be missing me. So he decided to throw her a party.
Sweet. That's really cool.
You know, just the two of them in the backyard. I saw another one where I thought this would be cool. Was I'm not sure which state or which track it was, but one of the NASCAR tracks is allowing their infield to be used. I think it's down in Florida. It might have been Daytona. Is allowing their infield, the track, to be used for graduations.
Oh, that's cool, because they got a lake in the infield at Daytona. Yeah.
Well, it's because they're doing it like literally on the track. They're just setting chairs up,
cool.
Or in the pit row area, they're setting chairs up because it's big enough that they can spread everybody out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then even you can put people in the stands to spread everybody out.
That's fantastic.
So I thought that was a good idea, too.
That's a very good idea. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. Tony, are you a fan of Hot Pockets?
Yes and no. They're a fine treat when it's the only thing I've got left in the house, but my God, they come out blazing.
Yeah. Well, there is a man, a San Diego man, not a Florida man, a San Diego man, who was arrested on suspicion of breaking into a bank early yesterday morning. And apparently, he was there just to heat up his Hot Pockets.
He broke into a bank to heat up a Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
All right, there's 1,000 places you could heat up a Hot Pocket.
So the alarm was set off at about 3:30 in the morning. San Diego police arrived, probably with guns drawn, just to find a man sitting back in the break room, microwaving his Hot Pocket. When asked if it was worth it, he goes, "Hell yeah, it was worth it."
It was worth it to break into a bank just to beat up a Hot Pocket?
I mean,
that's awesome.
I know a lot of gas stations that have microwaves that they'll let you use. I don't know. 3:30 in the morning.
I think places you can find a place to heat up your Hot Pocket.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they're not terrible cold, but I mean, I understand you want to heat it up.
Yeah, of course. So. Depending on what kind you have, right? You know, if you have the meatball and marinara, that might not be delicious.
That may not be
cold.
That good. No. No, but I'm not saying cold. I'm saying
ham
and
cheese might not be too terrible.
So,
aren't they supposed to be frozen before you microwave
them?
They
are frozen. I'm assuming
room temperature?
I'm assuming that these might not have been at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think they're room temperature. He's probably walking around with them a little bit warm anyway.
Yeah, if they're sitting in his pocket and they're at room temperature, okay, you know, you probably thawed it out. You probably heated it up a little bit. I don't know.
That little metallic sleeve that they give you always makes me a little nervous when I shove that Hot Pocket in there.
Right.
Like, what exactly is it doing?
Hey, it's twofold, right? Because you're never supposed to put metal in a microwave. We're putting a metallic sleeve or a radiation sleeve in there. I don't even know what it is.
What exactly am I doing to this thing?
Yeah. So, I mean, is that going to set the microwave ablaze? Or, you know, what kind of chemical is being transferred onto my Hot Pocket?
I one time got bread. We went to Olive Garden and we got breadsticks. And that bag is aluminum. It has aluminum foil in that bag that they have the breadsticks.
Yep.
And my son didn't know that. And he stuck the bag in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Caught fire.
Hey, I did that with an Arby's sandwich once.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I completely see that happening.
Arby's sandwich. It was just wrapped. I was like, you know, I'm just going to toss this in the microwave, just heat it up a little bit because it, you know, been one of those where I bought too much.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to throw this away. It's a good sandwich. I'll save it for later. Just stuck it in the fridge. Didn't think anything of it. You know, late night snack munchies starts coming around. I'm like, I'll just pop this in the microwave and threw it in there. And I'm just sitting there. Thank God I was watching it. A lot of times you put stuff in the microwave, you walk away.
Right,
but
sure.
I was watching it, and then all of a sudden I see this little kind of like sparks starting to fly. I'm like, oh, that ain't good. The worst part about it was the sandwich was ruined.
Oh,
it just,
no.
Even though I stopped it quick enough, and it was only the top part of the bun, the entire sandwich had like that burnt metallic taste to it. And I was like, ugh. Man, I would have
cried.
Overdoing it with some Arby's sauce because I don't even know what that stuff is. I mean, it's not traditional barbecue. It's like barbecue and ketchup mixed and watered down and added crack to it. I don't know. It's really good. And that couldn't even mask the taste.
Oh,
it was not a pretty sight.
Oh. All right, what's the dumb of the day then?
The dumb of the day, we have amusement parks opening up. You know, you and I were talking off air about Disney World, and we even talked about how, you know, these disinfectant tunnels should be brought to Disney World.
I totally agree.
We'll talk about that later. Japan is opening up their Disneyland and their Universal Studios. They're requiring all attendees who are coming through the gate to wear a mask. Not unreasonable.
Nope.
But where the dumb comes in is that they are, I don't want to say banning, but they want their attendees to refrain from screaming on roller coasters.
All right, that's going to be hard to do. That's a natural reaction, isn't it? I mean, that's just something that naturally occurs.
I thought it was.
I only, like, you can make a conscious effort not to scream, but I think it just naturally occurs when you get excited, sure.
And so, I mean, I think the penalty for it is if you are caught screaming, or maybe you get a warning the first time. But if you're a habitual screamer, one, maybe you're banned from going on thrill rides at the park. Or two, I think you might be removed from the park.
Wow. Wow, they'll kick you out of the park for screaming on the roller coaster.
It seems kind of dumb. Yeah, it seems kind of harsh to be able to do something like that.
That does. Are you going to have to, I mean, if you're screaming through the mask, what's the big deal?
Well, my point exactly. It's like if you're required to wear a mask and you're walking around with the mask, shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want on the mask?
Yeah, I think so. The mask? I don't think that's, it's like get too carried away here, people. Let's not go that nuts. You got a mask on. Will the masks fly off a major roller coaster?
Well, that's
like maybe not Space Mountain, but like if I'm on like Goliath at some other amusement park, will the mask come off?
Maybe.
Will it stay on? I don't know.
I don't know either. We should
find
try
out,
it.
I guess.
Yeah, we got to go on a roller coaster and keep that mask on and see what happens.
Like, what if you're on a roller coaster and you lose your mask? Your mask flies off. I'm hoping that the amusement park will have places where you can buy another one.
Yeah. I mean, well, you have to secure your personal belongings. That's
right?
Always what they say. So
that's
you,
right. So
I guess maybe, I don't know. I don't even know how you could wear a mask on a roller coaster. Unless it's one of those face masks from MASH where it's tied down.
Yeah, sure.
Not these rubber band ones that just fit over your head or fit around your ears.
By the way, wearing a mask in the heat and humidity of Florida in July is not going to be pretty sight
awesome.
At all. So
yeah, they also are not allowed
can't
to shout.
Can't wait till people start passing out.
They're also to refrain from shouting and screaming at indoor attractions and character shows.
Yeah.
So I think that one's a little bit easier. That's true. When you see Mickey come out, you don't have to scream.
By the way, real quick, so Disney World is opening up in July, and
yes,
this basketball thing could be starting in July. And I know they're going to do their best to separate the basketball players from the crowds that are coming in. Those are going to be two separate worlds. But I am curious about if anything blends at all together.
There's got to.
Players are just like.
Well, not even just players. I mean, if you have a worker, I guess you're going to just have workers assigned to one particular area. They can't go anywhere else.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be a little weird.
It's going to be curious. I'm curious about how it's going to work out.
All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday. It's Wake Up Call, SB Nation AM.